And you're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. Today, some environmentalists and other opponents of a proposed natural gas pipeline are welcoming news that a portion of the project is now canceled due to rising costs. But not everybody's happy. Yesterday's announcement from Vermont Gas means it will not go ahead with the second phase of that project, which would have piped gas underneath Lake Champlain to a paper mill in New York. That cancellation could have ripple effects for communities that were hoping to benefit from the gas pipeline in the future. Here to talk about this is Tom Donahue. He heads up the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the program.
I'm happy to be here to talk to your listeners, but prefer to be here on a happier occasion, quite frankly.
It's not a very happy occasion to you. You've been a big supporter of this pipeline project. Were you surprised by yesterday's news?
Yes, we were surprised by it. I was at least appreciative of a couple of phone calls from Vermont Gas to explain to us exactly what their decision was and why. But at the same time, when you're in the business we're in, which is providing a better economic environment to your businesses and to your workforce and to your residents, it's like a kick in the gut.
As I understand it, part of the importance of Phase 2, which would pipe gas to the international paper mill in Ticonderoga, was that the paper company was going to shoulder a lot of the cost of that construction, and that would free up money for Phase 3, which would bring gas to Rutland. So does canceling the second phase mean, what, you're completely out of luck now?
Well, that's an excellent question or point that you bring up, and the reason I say that is because already the way we're thinking about this is we're no longer Phase 3, we're now Phase 2. The previous version of Phase 2 has now been, at least for the moment, eliminated. But my understanding is that that door is still possibly open for the future, but right now Vermont Gas is going to focus on the Phase 1, which doesn't change, and getting that gas to Addison County. But having said that, of course, if it doesn't get to Addison County, it doesn't get to Rutland County. So we would continue to support Phase 1. However, it moved the timeline up as much as 15 years to have the previous Phase 2 to International Paper Mill in the project because they were going to shoulder 90% of the cost. The timeline is the significant piece because talking about this 21 years from now is not going to help us now, and we need the help now.
How does this change your plans for economic development in the Rutland region down the road?
It's kind of twofold. One, of course, is always attraction, and we need every economic opportunity and advantage to attract business here because we're not on a level playing field. Another key for us and paramount, almost more important, is retaining our businesses. We have lost a lot of manufacturing here in the Rutland region, and this is known as sort of a blue-collar manufacturing town, at least historically, although that's been changing in recent years. So, but we want to maintain that. It's very important here, and there is a workforce that depends on that.
Given the increasing cost projections that have plagued this project, and there have been several, do you think it's still a good idea?
We believe it is. Again, getting back to that level playing field, those who have enjoyed natural gas know the benefits of it and the affordability of it. And we do have to make public infrastructure investments in the state of Vermont to succeed here and to remain competitive. And that includes everything from roads and air and rail to natural gas. So it may not be quite as appealing as it was, but I still think it's a good investment of infrastructure dollars to provide a less expensive heating fuel in this case or to run our businesses and heat our homes. So, but we want it on a timeline that's sooner than later. It later just doesn't help right now.
Thomas Donahue is the Executive Vice President and CEO of the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about the decision by Vermont Gas not to go ahead with a portion of its natural gas pipeline. Thomas, thank you.
It's my pleasure.